This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the transformation of Indian banking sector is a case study. He said the government infused capital of 3.5 lakh crore rupees in PSU banks for their revival. Mr. Modi was addressing the commemoration ceremony of the 90 years of the Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai. Mr. Modi is on a day-long visit to the city. Prime Minister said the country's GDP is dependent on coordination between monetary and fiscal policies. He said the RBI is known in the world for its professionalism and commitment. He said the central bank has been able to stabilize G-Sec yields despite monetary tightening and has also been successful in anchoring inflationary expectations. The Prime Minister asserted that this decade is key for achieving Viksit Bharat. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Ministers of State for Finance Bhagwat Kishan Rao Karad and Pankaj Chaudhary also participated in the program. Speaking on the occasion, RBI Governor Shaktikant Das said the Reserve Bank's evolution as an institution has been closely intertwined with the development of the Indian economy. He said from being a central bank primarily concerned with allocation of scarce resources during the planning period, the RBI has transitioned into being an enabler for the market economy. A Delhi court today sent Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till the 15th of this month in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam. The AAP leader was arrested on 21st of March by an Enforcement Directorate ED Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baweja of the Rouse Avenue Court passed the order after Chief Minister Kejriwal was produced in the court on the expiry of his ED custody. Earlier, on the 22nd of last month, the trial court remanded him to 6 days of ED custody, which was extended further by 4 days. The AAP leader has skipped 9 summons issued to him by the ED. Aam Aadmi Party leaders Manish Sisodia and Sanjay Singh are also accused in the case and are presently in judicial custody. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today criticized the DMK over Kachchatheevu Island issue, alleging that the party did nothing to safeguard the interests of Tamil Nadu. In a social media post, Mr. Modi alleged that the new details emerging on Kachchatheevu issue have completely unmasked the DMK's double standards. An agreement was signed between India and Sri Lanka in 1974, under which the island of Kachchatheevu was given to Sri Lanka by the then Congress government at the centre. Prime Minister Modi was referring to a media report which claimed that the then State Chief Minister M. Karunanidhi was taken into confidence by the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi on the issue and he had given his concurrence to the agreement despite DMK's public posturing against the deal. Mr. Modi alleged that the Congress and DMK are family units and they only care for their own sons and daughters' rise. He added that their callousness on Kachchatheevu has harmed the interests of poor fishermen and fisherwomen in particular. Briefing media in New Delhi this morning, senior BJP leader and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar also hit out at DMK over the issue. He said the ruling party in Tamil Nadu questions handing over Kachchatheevu to Sri Lanka and claimed that Tamil Nadu government was not consulted at that time, but the fact it was kept fully informed. He said both Congress and DMK have approached this matter as though they have no responsibility. In Chhattisgarh, a Maoist was killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district of Bastar division today. The exchange of fire took place during the search operation by a joint team of Cobra Battalion and District Reserve Guard in Tetmadgu area. Sukma SP Kiran Chauhan said arms and ammunition were also recovered from the spot. The meeting of BJP's Election Manifesto Committee is underway at party headquarters in New Delhi. The committee will finalize the party's manifesto for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. It is the first meeting of the 27-member committee headed by senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh. Senior party leader and Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is the convener, while another leader, Piyush Goyal, is the co-convener of the panel. Meanwhile, the Congress's Central Election Committee is also meeting in New Delhi to decide the names of the candidates for the Lok Sabha elections in Telangana. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, senior party leader Sonia Gandhi, Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy and others are present in the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion of Odisha Day. And with that, we end this news bulletin.